Do we know what it is?
The official was not specific, but described this as less of a smoking gun, like one great piece of intelligence, and more as the result of information that's accumulated for months. More and more Russian troops are positioned near Ukraine. I should add a qualifier here. We know from publicly available satellite photos that troops are not right on the border, but they are in staging areas some distance away, officially performing military exercises.
And let's also add the Russians haven't offered any kind of political justification or pretext that would justify an invasion.
No, they haven't. When their troops went into some other countries in recent years, they had some excuse, some kind of violence or unrest, or even an invitation from somebody in the country to come in. We haven't seen that with Ukraine. The U.S. has warned of false flag operations that would create that pretext, but that hasn't happened yet either. Nevertheless, the Russians have piled up tremendous force.
Jake Sullivan talked about aerial bombings and missile attacks. What would an invasion look like?
Well, I felt that Sullivan's words were particularly meaningful because Russia is one of the few nations in the world that could conduct the kind of invasion that, Scott, we associate with the United States. Mm-hmm. When the U.S. invaded Iraq, and I know you covered that, they ordered sudden airstrikes. They fired missiles. They dominated the skies. They had armored units who could race to the capital. They very quickly decapitated the government. It was very violent. It was very fast. And Russia has many of those same capabilities. Russia also has precision weapons. Their planes would dominate the skies. It's widely reported they've deployed large numbers of rocket launchers and missiles to Belarus. And they have many, many combat infantry battalions in Belarus where they could very quickly reach the capital.
When you look at a map, not a long way from the border to the capital.
No, and because of the way Ukraine's military is spread out, in a very big country, the senior military official says that very, very few Ukrainian troops are currently defending the roads to Kyiv. They would be massively outnumbered.